Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3, and every Friday we talk to our colleagues from the Straits Times about the biggest headlines coming out of Singapore this week. So Singapore, as we've been talking about, is experiencing a 23% week-on-week increase in COVID-19 community cases.
Yep, and the Ministry of Health said earlier this week that this is driven largely by the Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5. Health Minister Ong Ye Kung earlier this week also urged the elderly to get their vaccine booster shots, and that's because we're expecting a fresh wave of COVID-19 infections.
So, when can we expect this new wave, and what does this mean for existing COVID measures in Singapore? Let's find out now with Lynette Lai, health correspondent at the Straits Times, who's joining us on the phone this hour. Hello, Lynette. Okay, so Singapore is experiencing this spike in community infections that are largely being driven by the new subvariants of Omicron. So, why are there so many Omicron subvariants, first of all?
Okay, so I guess first of all, having subvariants is not something that's unique to the Omicron variant because viruses are mutating all the time. So for example, with Delta, we went through a Delta wave and there were also, you know, subvariants that emerged when Delta was dominant. But the thing about Omicron is that it's a lot more transmissible. It spreads quickly. And each time it spreads, of course, there's a chance that the virus will mutate. And that's one of the big reasons why you see so many Omicron subvariants emerging.
Yet experts that you have spoken to have said that really we shouldn't be overly worried, we shouldn't be too concerned. Why not?
Well, so the first thing, of course, is vaccinations. A very large percentage of our population is already vaccinated, has already gotten their booster shots. That's one thing. And another thing is that we already went through the Omicron wave towards the end of last year and early this year. So that means the population overall has more resistance to this virus. And another reason is that even though these two new subvariants, BA4 and BA5, are more transmissible, but so far that hasn't been linked to increase hospitalizations and increase deaths. And that's, of course, another good thing.
But we should be looking out for even more subvariants that may not be as harmless, right?
Yeah, that's right. I guess, you know, that's something that agencies around the world, not just in Singapore, but scientists around the world, they're always doing surveillance for.
And I hope it is because of people getting vaccinated and protected as well. So, you know, we used to hear about this, scientists, doctors projecting a timeline as to when the next wave would be. Is it the same thing now, or is there a projection when this wave will hit us here in Singapore?
So Health Minister Ong Ye Kung has said we're looking to see the wave hit in July, just a few days away right now. Mm. And right now we're already seeing cases starting to pick up slightly. So I would say that's probably quite a fairly accurate prediction.
Is there a way to slow down this wave or maybe stop it right now at 23%?
No, I don't think, you know, stopping it is really possible because, you know, we're living with the virus unless you really lock down, roll back all the measures.
And which is something, you know, we're not doing, right?
Exactly.
What are experts saying, though, about preparing for more dangerous subvariants that might emerge? I mean, we know that the Ministry of Health has said that the second COVID-19 vaccine booster jabs will be offered to those aged 50 and above, while Moderna released new results just a few days ago showing that its updated booster vaccine targeting Omicron variants protects well against the latest subvariants. As we move forward, any word on what might be recommended in regard to vaccine protocol or other forms of preparation in the near future?
I think it's pretty up in the air at the moment, but so far what we're seeing is that the third shot, the booster, is giving quite good protection. And so I think we're going to maintain this line for quite some time, unless, of course, you're immunocompromised or you're very old, and then it's recommended to get another jab.
Lynette, do you know if they are pushing ahead or moving forward the vaccine, the third or second booster shot for the next age group? I know right now it's 50 and above. Is there any indication when the next 40 and above will be given?
No, I don't think so, because when you're 40, you know, you're relatively young, your immune system is probably quite healthy.
Thank you for saying
that. And so there's not that, yes.
But so there is no plans to roll out second booster for the rest of us yet, even though we're seeing this next wave coming up soon.
Yeah, I don't think there's that sense of urgency, you could say.
Mm. Well, some of the experts you spoke to also said that there shouldn't be any need right now to tighten safe management measures in Singapore because of the various reasons that you mentioned earlier. You know, a lot of us have been vaccinated and that the subvariants aren't as dangerous as some of the other strains. But at this point, what would be the key metrics that will decide whether we need to take much tougher measures once again?
So I think you'd be looking again at your hospitalization and intensive care unit rate, occupancy rate. I don't think that's something you can really get away from, you know, the ability of the healthcare system to cope. Fortunately, early indications seem to show that it's still quite manageable, although we might see targeted tightening in certain vulnerable settings like nursing homes, for example.
So I think we can also see and track what's happening in the waves that we've seen this spring a few months ago in Europe. It was mostly mild, so probably taking their cues from there as well, would you say?
Yes, exactly. And you have to remember that the restrictions there are
a lot more relaxed than us.
Exactly.
Mm. The thing is, Lynette, in the past, we have seen a lot of people panic, and the second they are tested positive with COVID, they would show up at hospitals and, of course, clog up the healthcare system, whether they are asymptomatic or symptomatic. So what's being done to ensure that public education is done better this time round so that people know when to go to a healthcare setting and when to consult their doctors and what to do next?
So I think the Health Ministry, you know, is constantly putting up ads on social media, in traditional media as well. And also, since, like you mentioned, there was a lot of attention on what happened last time, so hopefully now people will be more aware of what to do when they do catch COVID.
And I think we learned everything from the past 2 years, and we can manage ourselves better now in terms of expectations as well. And hopefully it won't be as bad as the past year. Anyway, Lynette, thank you very much for shedding light on this and where we are in Singapore in terms of our COVID-19 wave. Lynette Lai, health correspondent at The Straits Times. Of course, you can read all about this conversation and the latest in the COVID-19 situation at The Straits Times.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.